episode 89 of the Elite Road Warrior Podcast.
Welcome to the Elite Road Warrior Podcast, where we believe you can leverage the road to transform your work, health, and home life while on business travel to ultimately master the business travel life. If you're a road warrior and a great chance you're on the road right now, then this podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Elite Road Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Paul Buckley, fellow road warrior, husband of one, father of five. Yeah, five. But I'm also on a mission to help business travelers eliminate burnout and exceed results. I'm also committed each and every business trip to becoming and remaining an elite road warrior. And man, I'd love nothing more than for you to join this master evil plan and worthwhile road trip. Most business travelers have one thing in common. Airplanes.
Good morning. This is an announcement for all passengers traveling on the 925 flight TOM1223 to Rome. This flight is delayed by 2 hours because of bad weather.
Oh, the delays. Some travel international, most just domestic. And ironically, not every business traveler takes the air. Some are literal road warriors in every sense of the word. They're on the road their entire trip. And many are a combination. They fly into one city, then drive to another city. Let's say flying into Dallas. Then you drive south to Austin, then even further south to San Antonio, and then fly to, I don't know, maybe Chicago? Hypothetically speaking, of course. And as a result, there's an unspoken process many business travelers go through in choosing an airlines. But do you know who doesn't know this process? It's the new guy or the new girl, that new business traveler who's never been taught our secret handshakes. They choose an airlines without much thought if it's the best choice for them in the long run. There's not really much thought in that process. And this is the sole purpose of this episode. Now, when I first started traveling for work, I was trained inside and out on the product. Sound familiar? And the only information I was given on the travel part was, keep it as cheap as possible. That was helpful. Everything revolved around price, from the flight to the hotel to the food. And it was always what was best for the company. Definitely not for me as I look back. But I didn't know that at the time. I was naive and I was just thrilled to be on the road and on my own. The company just wanted what I've learned later can be summed up in two words: cheap results. I'm on a mission to help companies realize that cost-focused business travels yield not only cheap results, but short-term results because of one major, rarely talked about subject: business travel burnout. And hence, learning the most effective ways to travel that yield for the desired consistent result. Did you catch that? Consistent results. And since most business travelers fly for a living, we need to make sure we're choosing an airlines that enhances becoming an elite road warrior, that helps us eliminate those bad burnout experiences and give us those consistent results. So if you're about to begin business travel, you even have aspirations for business travel, or already into the groove, there'll be something in this episode that can help you in this area. So before we dive into these ways to choose your preferred airlines, let me give you a word of caution right out of the gate. Be very hesitant to choose a budget-only focused airlines such as Spirit Airlines, and I don't mean to call them out, but a prime example, or those that are similar in this category. But why? Because the nickel and dime you approach would be unnecessary travel friction. They charge you for a carry-on, for your luggage, choosing certain seats, snacks, even to go to the bathroom. Okay, maybe not the last one, but just yet. But you get the point. They have ways of making up that low fare at your cost, not the company, and it's exhausting. Well, now that I got that rant out of my system, here are five considerations when choosing your preferred airlines. Consideration number one, the hometown major airlines. You have an airport in striking distance to your house, more than likely, as a road warrior. And if it's a large or even medium-sized city, it's going to have a primary airlines, or what I call your hometown airlines. They're going to offer you the most flights, which means more times and more options. For example, I live in one of the best cities to be a business traveler. I have two airports around 30 minutes from my house. If you haven't guessed it, it's O'Hare and Midway airports. Chicago is home to three major airlines. United, hence the United Center, the home of the Chicago Bulls and Blackhawks. Not sure if you ever made that correlation. American Airlines, which is a major hub out of Chicago. And Southwest Airlines. In fact, over 90% of Midway Airport is Southwest, and one, if not the largest hub. I realize this ideal situation is rare, and I'm incredibly thankful for it. But you may be in a city where maybe Delta or American Airlines is the airline of choice, and by default becomes your best option. And this is a major consideration, and often an easy decision, well, due to the presence of this one primary airline and the best selection of flight options. So here's a key action, or an elite roadwear action. Know your primary hometown airline's options around you, and find out if you have more than one choice. And just remember, this is a strong consideration, but definitely should not be the only consideration. Consideration two, willingness to connection flights. This second consideration is on the heels of consideration number one of hometown major airlines. For some, the choice is driving hours and hours to a large airport, when others prefer taking their regional airport and connecting to the larger airport. Oftentimes, trying once or twice will make your decision very obvious and very quickly. Other times, it depends on the cities you need to frequent and how many flight options your preferred or your hometown airlines provides. I know road warriors who will drive 2+ hours to a major airport so they can take a direct flight, and other road warriors who will drive just 30 minutes to their regional airports and take a connection flight to a major hub. And they both have their reasons. Now, for me personally, the longer I've traveled, the more I limit connection flights. That dude, Murphy, you know, from Murphy's Law, always seems to be on my connection flight with me. And of course, something goes wrong. Murphy seems to get a real kick out of thrusting me into the busyness vortex of hurry, worry, and scurry. Hashtag, not a fan. If a connection is my option, well, then I plan for the worst by giving myself contingency plans to limit my travel friction and stress, aka more margin for error, especially if I'm dealing with a Chicago winter. Because the delay is almost always on the first leg of the flight, which affects my connection flight. For me, it's unwanted and unneeded stress. One connection I don't mind if I don't have a choice is a direct flight, which means you have a stop, but you don't have to leave the plane. You're just dropping off passengers and you're picking more up. This is the lesser of the evils for the connection flight, but there's still the potential of delays. Key action here, you need to determine if a connection flight is optional or mandatory, and know if you're a connection type of road warrior. We'll be right back to discover the next few considerations on how to choose your preferred airlines after this short break.
Have you ever found yourself seeing what someone else does or carries with them on the road that stands out to you? Maybe it's a gadget or an app or a way of doing the road that makes the road easier or brings energy. I just created my top 10 business travel hacks guide for you, and it's absolutely free. You can learn my business travel hacks in minutes, what took me years to develop on the road. Download this guide to help you master your business travel life. All you need to do is go to the show notes found at eliteroadwarrior.com/the episode number and grab your free copy today.
When I'm on the road, I want to be as effective as I can be possibly at all times, as well as not being weighed down by extra stuff. I mean, let's face it. On the road, every item we bring must be compact and worth bringing with such limited space on a road trip. Everything must have a purpose, and to be an elite road warrior, every purpose must support one or more of the six energy habits. As a result, you can now find many valuable tools that fit this criteria at eliteroadwarrior.com/store. Here are just a few. The Elite Road Warrior Water Bottle.
This black 16.9-ounce aluminum-branded water bottle was designed with the road warrior in mind, having a handle at the top of a 1-inch mouth area for easy carrying, whether by hand or clipping onto another bag. Or how about the Elite Road Warrior Road Life Journal? This is a black, branded original artisan soft and thin leather, so it's easy to carry on the road with proceeds that support a nonprofit. And there are two sections to the journal. There's a ThinkSpace journal insert, and there's a Road Life journal insert. Connect cards. Each card was made by a kid for a kid, and Connect is at the heart of Elite Road Warrior with proceeds as well, supporting a nonprofit. And there are five card choices. Thinking of you, miss you, proud of you, love you, and grateful for you. The Not Forgotten Journal. This is a beautiful tan hardcover branded journal designed for you to write just 2 minutes a day to someone that matters back home, designed to one day give to that loved one to prove to them they were not forgotten. And lastly, the Flat Kiddos. What if you could theoretically take your kids with you in a creative way? You can now do so with Flat Kiddos. They're 9x6-inch characters that are on thick poster board for durability. Flat Kiddos come in four different options: an elementary boy or an elementary girl, a toddler boy or toddler girl. The only thing you'll need upon purchase is having your kids color their own Flat Kiddo to personalize it for you. You can purchase any and all of these road products today at eliteroadwear.com/store.
Consideration 3, reward programs. Every airline has a reward program available to you. And if they don't, you shouldn't be getting on their plane, man. And there are key questions to ask about the reward program. How long does it take you to actually reap the benefits of your travels? How far do your miles actually take you? And this is usually the catch of the program. How difficult is it to actually use your points or your rewards? Do they expire? For example, when I first started, I signed up for every reward program, which I suggest as well. But I also flew every airlines because of cheap results expected from the company. I would fly sometimes 3 or 4 different airlines on just 1 week of travel. I know, craziness. This also means I never earned enough on any airlines to benefit from my travels. I was in what I call points purgatory, which is not a fun place for a business traveler. I had a ton of miles, but spread out amongst all these different airlines. Then I stuck with one specific airlines for a while, but it just took me forever to use any of the miles, and I just got tired of all the rules and regulations that never really allowed me to use them and leverage them. I finally chose Southwest Airlines for the following reasons. I really like that there's no cancellation charges, and it's easy to change flights. They also have what's called A-List Preferred, which gets early boarding, free Wi-Fi, drink coupons, which, love me, some drink coupons. Let me give you a quick story. I had so many drink coupons because oftentimes in Southwest, they don't always take the drink coupons, or they'll take one, and then they give you the rest of the 2 or 3 or whatever drinks for free. I had 87 drink coupons. Did you catch that? 87 drink coupons. And I treated everyone from Chicago to LA on a late night flight on a Sunday night, because I had an early morning on Monday morning in LA. 87 people, and I made sure saying, hey, treat everybody on the plane, but please just don't tell them who did this and why. Of course, one new flight attendant didn't know, and they told, oh, it's the guy up front. Guess what? Nothing else got done. I just dealt with it and made the best of it. But I appreciated that from Southwest and the way they handle those type of things, and it's a definite perk. Also, they have incredible customer service. I can talk to a real human being in 30 seconds who's actually enjoyable to talk to, if that's even possible dealing with an airlines, but it is in this case. But most importantly, why I chose Southwest Airlines is the companion pass. If you've not heard of that, once I hit the status of A-List Preferred, my wife can fly anywhere I fly for absolutely free. Well, minus the taxes of $5.60, but can fly anywhere absolutely free. So again, perks, and I absolutely love those features in dealing with Southwest Airlines.
Now, I'm going to keep this very brief. Brilliant.
You may not choose your preferred airlines solely based on the rewards program, but I'm here to tell you, it definitely matters and should be considered. I could have easily had, and I have had, better status overall with United or American with living in Chicago, with certain other perks that I've had in the past, such as first-class seating, lounge access, etc. But at this point in my life, my family coming on multiple trips a year with me, or a few vacations with my wife, always flying for free, just matters more to me right now. And you need to figure out what is best for you. I right now chose to give up those other perks for the greater benefit for my family during this season of business travel. You need to determine how much the reward programs matter to you and where it falls in choosing your preferred airlines. So the key action? Do your homework, man, on your airline options and on their reward programs. Consideration 4, do you like their experience? Now, this is a bigger deal than you realize up front. I may have a convenient airlines, and I may have a good rewards program. But if the service is bad, flight attendants are rude, or they develop their personality in a car crash, it makes a huge difference in your overall experience, especially if you fly often. If you've only flown a couple of airlines, you may not have much to compare to. So if you're early on and shopping around for airlines, pay attention to your overall experience. For example, I flew one airlines. They're an American Airlines, but not to call anybody out. More at the beginning, but between us girls, I really did not care for the service, or should I say lack thereof. The flight attendants had the same social skills as my local DMV, or as my family calls it, the DAMV.
That no good.
Exactly. That no good. Service comes in two major forms. Flight service, what food, snack, drink options are available to you. How's the Wi-Fi? Are they friendly and smile, or do they dread their job and you're an obvious inconvenience? Is it any good? Are they generous? Like an extra pack of snacks is going to throw off their budget completely out of whack. How's the customer service? When, not if, something goes wrong, is the process painful or easy? A few years ago, I had to take an airline that I had never flown before, but it worked with the schedule and worked with the budget. I was traveling with a coworker, and about an hour before the flight, we both get an automated call that the flight was canceled. No reason and no next steps. I didn't know who to call or what to do next. We finally tracked someone down, and the next flight, get this, was 24 hours later, which means we'd miss all of our meetings the next day and our flight home. It was an absolute mess, and to be honest, made me very thankful for customer service at Southwest, along with how personal, casual, and generous, along with humorous, the flight attendants are on any given flight.
Now, in the unlikely event that our captain decides to turn the Love Airlines Southwest Airlines into a cruise this evening, we'll instruct you how to remove the life vest from beneath the seat. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a life vest. It's not a toilet seat cover. It goes over your head. You bring the black strap around your tiny little waist. You snap the two ends together and pull to tighten. To inflate the life vest after you exit the aircraft, you pull down on the red tab. Those of you that have to do absolutely everything the most difficult way, and those overachievers, will you blow into that red tubing located at the shoulder? The very best of luck to you with that, but then keep kicking and paddling over to the cabin shore. We'll be behind you shortly. You're going to be able to recognize the cabin staff. We're the ones toting that liquor kit.
The longer I fly and the older I get, the more important my experience on a flight matters to me. And I really notice it when my family comes with me on one or more trips a year. Key action. Notice with a high level of critique, how is your potential preferred airline's overall experience with their service? And consideration number 5, have a strong secondary option. Sometimes your preferred airlines may just have a high price that is going to flag the system or not get approved, or you can get some heat that's just not worth it. Or maybe the date and time just doesn't work for you, especially if it's a last-minute change. Another reason is your airlines is more domestic than international. So back to my example, when I switched to Southwest Airlines as my primary, there are locations domestically that they just don't focus on, and I need a secondary option. Hence my story of the one airlines that canceled at the last hour, and I had no idea what to do. They also, in Southwest example, don't fly north to O'Canada, east to Europe, or west to Asia, Australia, etc. So Delta is my strong secondary option. When I flew to Madrid a few times or Sydney, Delta was my obvious and preferred choice unless the price or dates, times just couldn't work. Having a strong secondary ostrom also means you're signed up with a rewards program, along with having your TSA PreCheck number, if you have one and you should, already in their system. Found the hard way. Just assumed that it was there, and I got there and I realized I don't have TSA PreCheck. Well, I did, but it wasn't on my ticket. Rookie mistake. I also shopped around with United and American Airlines as my secondary options and use them every once in a while because of the convenience being here in Chicago. But I've had a good experience with Delta each time, and it's now become my secondary option. Key action. All the above considerations should be used on choosing your preferred secondary airlines. If you're about to start traveling for work, or if you're in the honeymoon phase of business travel and still trying to figure everything out, then really work through these five considerations. Number one, hometown major airlines. Two, willingness for connection flights. Three, reward programs. Four, do you like their experience? And five, having a strong secondary option. And if you lead a business travel team, check in with each of your road warriors and see whether they are in the process of choosing a preferred airlines and help them limit the cheap results strategy and take care of your road warrior.
Let's land this plane.
I feel for some of you road warriors where your choices are limited or you feel stuck. I mean, living in Sheboygan, Wisconsin wasn't the optimal choice when you became a business traveler.
The whiff.
Exactly. Taking your choice of preferred airlines should be very, very serious. And you have choices. Now, you can find these five considerations and everything referenced in the show notes at eliteroadwarrior.com/089, along with a free resource, 10 Business Travel Hacks Guide, in the show notes as well. As always, I'd love to hear from you. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Paul Buckley, the LinkedIn company page, Elite Road Warrior, and Instagram, Elite Road Warrior. So, wherever you are on the road, even on an airline right now, do something. Anything, just not nothing, to master the business travel life. Leverage your airlines to help you become and remain an Elite Road Warrior today to eliminate burnout and exceed results. You got this.